This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. LS 105.9 on the Odyssey app. Free. Free app. Put it on your phone. Take a city where you go. And the podcast later on today. All of it's free. It's easy. It's easy. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. Hey, Carson. Welcome back from Atlanta.
Good morning, BJ.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good morning.
There you go. You sound hoarse. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was a dolphin show. I don't know.
A dolphin? How does a dolphin show make you hoarse?
It was crazy.
What do you mean?
It was just the coolest thing ever.
Made you hoarse?
Yeah. I was yelling. I was like, yeah, dolphins!
That makes no sense at all. A dolphin
show. It was intense, man.
Hey, Spadil, are you getting this?
I scream every weekend playing paintball, and I don't lose my voice like that, so I don't, yeah.
Now, wait a minute. That sounded like a slam in a way. Yeah. Now stop. Let's start off the show with a very happy attitude around here. That was a very negative response.
You asked if this made sense.
I'm just
obviously
saying.
Obviously, paintball isn't as exciting as watching
Settle down, Carson. You're doing the same thing.
I saw the video from it, though. It looks super fun.
Am I the only one that's happy around here?
No, I guess so.
Loses his voice at the dolphin show, okay? Flipper, flipping out of the water.
Is that sort of like a donkey show, or is it?
Wow.
All right, just getting started this morning on a Tuesday that feels like a Monday. Man, I love three-day weekends. Whew, man, they're nice. Every weekend should be a three-day weekend.
Without
I wish you'd pass that law.
Yeah.
I'd promote that all day long, man. I'm all for it.
It's nice.
Yeah, coming in here on a Tuesday, only have 4 days left.
Woo.
All right, we've got a lot to do today. We've got weekend tickets to give away. Do we have weekend tunes here? You know, The Weeknd, he needs to come out with something really big before the tour, though. Because I feel like these songs are a little older, you know what I mean? So maybe a new album or something. I don't know if he's working on it or not, but we do have tickets to give away. All right, weekend tickets coming up at 7:45 this morning. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great.
When did you get in?
It's snowing.
I know. When did you get in?
Snowing. What?
I said, when did you get in?
Late last night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just wondering. I didn't know if you stayed at the hotel last night or what your deal was.
My flight was delayed, and then after that, then the door, maintenance had to check the door.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, what? That's the last thing you want to hear is maintenance has to check the door.
Yeah. It would have been worse. Your plane flips over like it did in Toronto.
Is that the craziest thing? I don't even get how that happened.
I don't either.
They're not really explaining it either.
Yeah, they're saying crosswinds.
Yeah, but man.
They're saying there were 50-mile-per-hour winds at the time.
Oh, really?
And then when it hit, it bounced, the wing came up, and boom!
Man.
Over she went.
Yeah.
Nobody died, though.
No.
So that's good.
One of the guys described that they were all, he said they were all just hanging like monkeys.
Yeah.
In their seatbelts.
Like a barrel of monkeys?
Yeah, you know, yeah, like, that's what he said. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. My God.
That was a wild scene. All right, we've got some audio on that coming up a little bit later on. Oh, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but the King Super Strike is over.
Oh. Whoa. All right. Well, how'd that go?
I got to tell you, that was the worst strike on the planet. You guys are terrible at striking. Don't ever do it again.
Right?
Well, it's over for now.
Okay.
They could fire it back up again in 100 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So they didn't come to an agreement?
No.
Oh.
They just quit. Oh. I think it's too damn cold.
It is
cold.
Too cold. Yeah. What is what's the, it's
five.
Nine.
You and I said this. If you remember about a week ago, we said that, hey, you picked the wrong month to strike.
For sure.
You picked February in Colorado.
It's so cold.
You blew it.
It's so cold. It's too cold.
They packed up their signs and went home yesterday.
I remember your idea was that they just step on the inside where that big heat fan.
Yeah. I love that heat fan.
I know.
It's perfect. Oh, well, they tried that. The King Supers got that injunction and ran them off.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
So they lost all the way around. All right, we'll get to that when we come back. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show just getting started this morning. Welcome to a Tuesday. Yes, yes, yes. Cold. 5 degrees right now.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday morning. It is 5 degrees right now.
Cold.
It is cold, cold, cold.
And it's snowing.
Yeah,
and
the high today, not really sure, somewhere around 20, I guess. I don't know. It's going to be cold today. That's all that matters.
And snowy, right?
Yes.
Like how much snow are we supposed to get?
Well, I think the snow is supposed to taper off for us. But if you're out east, you're going to get snow. And if you're in a Boulder area, you're going to get snow. But I think for most of the metro Denver area that it's going to taper off and no snow. Snow today.
I'll tell you this, at 9 o'clock last night at DIA, it was a blizzard.
Was it?
Oh my God, it was insane.
It looked like it.
Yeah, I posted it. It was insane. And Jesus picked me up.
Jesus?
Yes. Yes.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
Jesus is out driving around.
Yeah. Yep. I'm not even kidding.
Wow, this is breaking news.
It says, all right, so this is last night. Your driver is arriving in 1 minute. Look for Jesus in a 2021 Volkswagen Passat.
Wow.
Yeah. And then it says, Jesus is here. Look for a black Volkswagen. You have 5 minutes before they depart.
That's great. That's a screenshot there.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus,
well, I got
is here.
It. And the big guy picked me up. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Man, what an escort.
I know. Yeah.
For you to get Jesus, I mean, I've had maybe Santa Claus before, but never Jesus.
When you get Jesus as your Uber driver, things are going to go well.
All right, let me play this real quick here. I mentioned this. The King Super Strike is over. Now, nobody got what they wanted, so it was kind of a stupid strike, to be honest. They're taking a break for 100 days because it gets warmer in 100 days is what I think.
You are just so giggly about this strike.
I'm just saying.
You just keep giggling about the whole thing.
I think it's just so dumb. Just so dumb. All right, here we go.
We have some breaking news as we come in the air tonight. The King Super Strike ends tonight at midnight. The union says they will return to work without a full agreement and that both sides will try to return to the bargaining table within the next 100 days.
Uh-oh.
They say they have agreed that the company's previous offer back on January 16th is no longer the last, best, and final offer. King Super's workers must return to work no later than Thursday the 20th. So once again, that strike at King Super's ends tonight. At midnight.
All right, back to work we go.
Yep.
Everybody's back. How was your weekend, Jamie?
It was a lot.
She went to see her sister. Her sister was in a car wreck.
Yeah.
It was a nasty car wreck, too. It busted up her ankle and everything.
And
ribs.
She had surgery, 10 days ago, I think.
Yeah, and so you've been going back and forth to kind of help out with the family.
Yep.
Because everybody's having to tend to her. She can't care for herself.
She had a slow speed come apart. She was done. She's sick of the wheelchair. Yeah. She doesn't want to do this anymore. And, oh, I'm like, oh, my
Is
God.
Is she still on that Oxycontin?
No, she's on Tylenol now.
Good.
Yeah, that stuff is
dangerous. Get her off
that
stuff.
Yeah.
Man, that stuff is nasty.
She is on Tylenol now, but she takes a lot of it.
Yep. Now, do you have a plans to go back anytime soon?
Yeah,
go back. A couple weeks or so?
A couple weeks. So it was good. I mean, everything was, I mean, it's what it is.
Now, is the family fed up with her?
No. I mean, you know, we feel bad for her.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw all the stuff in her ankle. Did I send you guys a picture of that?
You posted it.
Oh, all the hardware.
You showed it to me here in the studio.
Crazy. Yeah. So, and the block is, the problem is the block that they used, she can't feel her leg. So,
inside, when you see the x-ray of her ankle, it looks like they did construction work on her.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I mean, there's like steel beams and stuff in there.
Right. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, I mean, oh, I will tell you this. I started watching Landman with her.
Yes.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It is so good. But I will tell you, so we got to episode 4, I think, and we realized it took us 3 hours to try to watch it because we talked so much to each other.
Oh. Yeah, you got to pay attention. You definitely have to pay attention.
So we kept rewinding it, and then I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm done with this episode. Like, let's just. I will watch this a different day because we'd talk about other stuff, and then or somebody would call her, and it was just crazy. But that is a great series. I highly recommend it. It's so good.
Billy Bob is awesome.
He is so good.
Yeah, I think I'd like it.
It's really good.
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
You know the clips that get put on social media, but I've not actually sat down to watch it. But
it is good.
It looks good.
I was shocked. Really, I was like, I didn't know if I was going to like it. But, you know, we have a lot of time to kill while we're there. We're just sitting there. And good choice. That was a good choice.
Yeah.
Well,
I made a good choice over the weekend. You know, it was Frog's birthday. He turned 7 over the weekend. And we went and saw a movie that I'm going to tell you right now that will win every Oscar there is this year.
You were predicting that.
The 2025 Oscars are done. It's over. Yeah. It's sealed because this movie will win it all. There's no doubt about it. It's called Dog Man.
Yeah.
Dog Man is a smash. Folks, you got to go see this movie.
But you did tell us the plot is always the same. You told us that he's always looking to fight crime, and then somebody throws him a bone and he gets off track.
Or a squirrel.
Or a squirrel
that gets off track.
Yeah.
I hate to be a spoiler, but that's, I got to tell you right now, that was the worst movie.
Oh, no.
It was the worst
movie. Even with snacks?
It was awful. It was awful. Grandpa Gus fell asleep.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, started snoring. I had to punch him about 3 times during the movie, but it was absolutely terrible.
Wow, I didn't see that one coming. And then Carson went to Atlanta for the aquarium. He went to an aquarium in Atlanta. Why? I don't know. We have one here.
Yeah, but this one blows ours out of the water. It's the second best in the nation.
Oh, now it's second? You told me it was the first.
I thought it was the first best, and then I was doing some research.
It's San Diego's first? Which one's first? Monterey?
Yeah, Monterey.
Yeah, I told you it was Monterey.
It was awesome. Though.
I go, dude, it either has to be San Diego or Monterey, have to be number one. And you're like, no, it's Atlanta. It's number one. It was ranked number one in the whole country. I'm like, I don't know about that one. I'm like, oh.
It blows ours out of the water, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Well,
probably not hard to do, though.
Yeah.
I'd say we rank about 50.
Yeah, I mean, do we even have a rank?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. Do you see that girl got both, and I'm not laughing about it, she had both her hands chopped off by a shark.
Yeah, I did.
She was trying to get a selfie with it.
That's like the second shark attack in a week.
She did that, though.
She tried to get herself. She reached down in there and kept taunting this shark and it took her hand off.
Both of them.
Kind of deserved it.
Didn't she take both of them off or just one?
I think, I don't know. I really don't know. The picture I saw was one.
One?
But I don't know. Could have been a second one, too. Who knows?
It was like,
both hands.
Yeah, it's like eating buffalo wings. You want the other one.
You have both
drummies.
You got to have at least one left, right?
God, we're so
terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. Did you get to see any of the Saturday Night Live 50th?
Okay. Well, if I say I hate it, then I'm a codger.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Tabloid Trash and talk about it just a little bit, okay?
All right.
We'll do Tabloid Trash, the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live over the weekend. I think you've already heard just a bit of Jamie's thoughts on it. And we'll get to it.
I didn't watch that much because it was horrible.
All right. We'll talk about it next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
First of all, before before I get to the tabloid trash, let me just tell you, I feel all of you on I-70 this weekend. It took my girlfriend 5 hours to get up there. And then yesterday, it was shut down pretty much. It seemed like the whole day. Here's somebody's commentary on I-70 over the weekend. It started like every other Colorado winter day. Some guy from Texas in a rear-wheel drive rental thought, how bad can it be? And launched himself into I-70, straight into the abyss and then the retainer wall, like he was Bubba Wallace in the Daytona 500. Within minutes, the highway was less of a road and more of a demolition derby. A Subaru fueled by blind faith and its all-wheel drive skidded majestically into a ditch. A lifted Dodge Ram piloted by a guy named Kyle, who don't need no chains, also went into the ditch. Some guy named Chad in his rental Sentra attempted to install chains for 5 minutes and then called his mommy. And it goes on and on. It is just such the perfect, like, everybody either from Texas, rental cars, you know, going up for the long weekend. It was just a mess.
You were warned.
A mess.
Lots of snow.
Just, I mean, a complete... How many hours was it shut down yesterday? Do you know?
Four or five, I think.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. Right at Silverthorne?
Yeah. Mess. So crazy. All right, but let's get to Saturday Night Live. Here's what I thought. Well, you know, I have to be honest, y'all, I didn't watch more than 30 minutes of it, so I'm probably not a good synopsis person at this point, because I think it was 3 hours long, and we literally only watched it for 30 minutes. I felt like there were a lot of inside jokes, and it was really funny for them, for the cast.
Yeah, I didn't find it very entertaining at all. I thought the musical thing they did beforehand was okay, but I didn't like the Saturday Night Live. I just didn't find it funny, Jamie.
Yeah. I mean,
it just kind of laid there.
And some of the things I think they thought was really funny, but it was like inside.
There maybe.
Like Lorne Michaels jokes. Yeah.
I didn't even get that part of it, but I watched about an hour and a half of it. I saw one skit they did. The Black Jeopardy thing was pretty funny.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then there was another skit, but I can't remember exactly what it was. But all in all, it was a waste of time.
But huge names in the audience. I mean, just huge names in the audience. But yeah, for the 50th, I thought we were going to laugh a lot. Like, my sister and I literally looked at each other and we go, is it us? Why aren't we understanding this? You know?
Yeah.
Like, what? What's happening? What? Huh? What was that joke? Is that funny? I don't know. The one thing we did laugh at is that finally, Ryan Reynolds and his wife, Blake, this is the first time we've seen them since the lawsuit, really. And so they did a little joke about what was going on, number one.
Who else has a question?
I have a question.
Oh, hey, Ryan Reynolds.
Hi.
Hey. Ryan Reynolds, how's it going?
Great. Why, what have you heard?
You know, just making fun of it.
Yeah. You know, there's a story this morning that little clip right there is going to be used against them in court.
Why?
Because they're claiming emotional distress, and for them to go on Saturday Night Live and make a joke about it, they're saying that it could be used against them in the lawsuit.
Oh, dear God.
I'm just saying.
That is a stretch. Did they pull a muscle on that one?
I can see a lawyer using it.
I can't. Anyway, here's the thing. A lot of inside jokes like that, and then you said Paul Simon was awful.
No, Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I said Paul McCartney.
Oh, I got Paul Simon.
No, I said Paul McCartney.
No, you said Paul Simon.
No, I didn't. I said Paul McCartney. I know exactly what I said. I saw him. You just picked the wrong one. You just went in and found the wrong one. It was Paul McCartney. I forgot. I didn't even see Paul Simon.
Well, we both heard that name.
Yeah.
Well, I never saw him. I didn't even know he was on the show.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't sound good either.
I said Paul McCartney sounded terrible. At the very end, he does the very ending of the show.
Anyway, here's Paul Simon.
Yeah.
All right.
Emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Hold on. Wish I was.
Great.
That was the the start of the show. That was the first musical act for the whole thing,
God.
Too.
And yeah. Who's he singing with?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah. Holy Toledo. I did see that, and I we were like, what is going on with this guy? My God, he was deaf. That was bad. Definitely bad. Kanye West says that he's been planning to release this t-shirt with a swastika on it for 8 years. He went on another rant over the weekend, and nobody gets it. I don't know what's going on with him, but I think he needs some medication, to be honest with you, because something crazy is going on. He says, no one seems to want to produce me whittled t-shirt. He said he can't find even a production company to make it. He's been thinking about it for 8 years. He also said that he learned that the swastika has a lot more to it, that it's not just what we think it is, that it has a lot around it, and it should be okay. It's not okay, Kanye.
No.
It's not okay. Crazy bastard. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco have purchased a dreamy Beverly Hills mansion. They paid $35 million for it.
Woo!
That's a good day. It says their new house comes with multiple structures, including a library, a grand swirling staircase, and they have a glass greenhouse, a solarium, a fitness center, and a swimming pool. It still doesn't make him hot.
Did you see what he did for her for Valentine's Day?
I did not.
It looked disgusting. Because she doesn't like flowers, according to what he posted, okay?
Uh-huh.
So he does nachos and cheese. So he puts on the bed a bunch of nachos and then a trail that leads to a bathtub, and the bathtub is full of nacho cheese.
Isn't that like her favorite from Taco Bell or something? Like,
I'm assuming.
That's her thing.
I don't know the background on it, but the picture of that tub of nacho cheese, it looks absolutely disgusting. Do you get in it? I mean, you don't dip out of it and eat it. It's in a bathtub.
If you want to,
I mean, do you get in and soak in it? What did she do?
You might as well, man. Yeah. Like, why not?
Where do you order that?
How often are you going to have that much cheese there where you can just fully submerge it into a bathtub of cheese?
Oh, my God.
But if you ever have the chips and cheese from Taco Bell, it's scalding.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is really hot cheese.
Yeah. Like burn yourself?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I love cheese. Don't get me wrong. But when you see it in a bathtub,
it
looks
nasty.
Pretty gross.
Yeah, I'm looking at it
right
now.
It's disgusting.
You don't want any of that.
No.
And you don't want, like, your body parts in it and then you eat it. Especially him. He's so hairy.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
BJ and Jamie. The Weeknd at Empower Field in Mile High coming in July. We have tickets to give away in about 45 minutes, 7:45 for your chance to win. Man, look at the fog out there. Jeepers.
First of all, going back to The Weeknd, I thought he was going to change his name to his real name. And not be The Weeknd anymore.
There was rumblings about that he was going to do that.
Right, but
then not
he didn't. Yet. Yeah, we'll just stick with The Weeknd.
Tour. I guess you have to go as The Weeknd. If you went under a different name, maybe people wouldn't know it's you.
I know, but the weird part is we're going to see The Weeknd on a Wednesday.
Yeah. So, yeah. Is that a Wednesday?
No, I don't know. I'm just kidding.
July 21st, he'll be here, and we've got tickets at 7:45. The fog this morning, I got to tell you, the worst driving conditions, blizzard and fog. Fog is so dangerous. Be careful this morning.
And it's crazy because I don't know about you guys, but all my trees are ice. They all are white and just iced over. Everything's icy.
20 degrees for a high today. 20. It's currently what, 5? Is that what it says up there?
7.
7? Yep. 7 degrees right now. All right, speaking of the weather and big problems, man, this airliner that flipped over the weekend in Toronto, this flight came out of, it was a Delta flight coming out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, going into Toronto, and this thing hits, and when it hits, it just, all hell breaks loose.
I mean, it is completely upside down.
I guess. I don't know, and I don't think they really know what caused it. They're saying the wind, but it looks to me like a wing. It tilted. Maybe the wind caused that. I have no idea, but here's the report.
Everyone on board this Delta Airlines jet survived when it flipped on its roof in a crash landing at a Toronto airport yesterday. Really scary footage. Airport officials say there were 80 people on this flight. Some were hurt, and some passengers describe hanging like bats. Sounds like a nightmare. After a forceful landing, officials say communications between the tower and pilot were normal on the approach to land, and it's not clear what went wrong just yet, but we're told snowy winds were gusting up to 40 miles per hour at the time. Canadian authorities didn't provide any more details, and the crash is just the latest of several major aviation incidents in North America in the past few weeks.
Thank goodness nobody died on this thing.
I know. I can't believe
it. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And they were hanging like bats. Jamie said earlier a barrel monkeys.
Yeah, everybody describes it differently. But I don't know if you guys saw the guy that is videotaping, you know, he's on his phone, he's recording it, and the flight attendant is yelling at him to put his phone away, and he's like, oh, hell no. And he cannot stop cussing. I mean, he's saying the F word 80 times.
Just in shock.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I would, if I were in that situation, I would never think to grab my phone.
Oh, I would.
Oh, I would.
I would spin it. Yep. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't. Yeah. Not with the panic. The thing's on fire.
Yeah, but I totally do it.
It's going on TikTok for sure.
I'm going viral.
I don't know. Here he is.
Everything. Drop it. Come on. Oh my God. Yo, I was just on this plane. Oh my God. Yo, I was just on this plane. Holy.
Jeez.
Yeah, he goes on and on and on and on.
Now, is he inside the plane when he does that? Because I was under the assumption he was outside.
No, he was crawling out. He crawled out with his phone on. And then he's standing outside and he says the F word. That's just a little clip of it. He says it forever. It's so crazy.
And we can't play that part.
Oh, God, no, we can't. Well, it's just all beeps.
Here's another description of a person that actually got outside the airplane, and they interviewed later talking about exactly what it was like.
And when we hit, it was just a super hard, like I hit the ground, and the plane went sideways, and I believe we skidded like on our side and then flipped over on our back. Where we ended up, there was like a big fireball out this left side of the plane. And when we got finished, it was I was upside down. Everybody else was there as well. We were being tossed around. I was just trying to hold on to everything at that point. It was mass chaos. I was upside down. The lady next to me was upside down. We kind of let ourselves go and fell to hit the ceiling, which is surreal feeling. And then everybody was just like, get out, get out, get out. We could smell like jet fuel. Even now, I smell like jet fuel. And then we just crawled out the back of the airplane. The firefighters, the EMTs were there right away.
So this plane comes in for a landing, and it looks like that the wind actually blows it to the left side. The wing clips like a snowbank or something, and then boom, she just starts flipping.
It's just, I mean, and it's not a gigantic plane. It's one of those commuter jets, too.
80 passengers, right?
Yeah.
Wow, and nobody was killed in this thing. That's amazing.
It seems like we're having more and more plane accidents. I don't know about you guys, but it seems like a little bit.
What the hell's going on around here?
I'll tell you what's going on. So our high school, when I went back home, I was just looking at some of the local news. Like our high school has a air that they're doing maintenance on airplanes or whatever. They have a class, and I'm like, yeah, I remember high school. I don't want to be working on somebody's airplane.
Wait a minute. They have an airplane maintenance class in high school?
Yeah, that's what they said. They just started. They just kicked it off, and I'm thinking,
I don't know what person that I went to high school with that I would want working on a plane I'm riding.
I know,
here.
That's what I'm saying.
No. Not one.
Nope.
Not from my high school.
Nope, I agree.
I barely would let him work on my car.
Yeah, and those are like the smoking area dudes, right?
Yeah.
You remember, like, you had the smoking areas and the guys would shop and, like, automotive and woodworking. And now airplane maintenance.
I don't know about it. I don't know. I'm with you, though. But I'm amazed that nobody was really, you know, I mean, I think there were a couple of people that were seriously hurt. Not critical, but they were seriously hurt. You would have thought that somebody would have died in this thing. I mean, this plane is on fire and upside down.
It was so weird because when we were on the flight last night, we, first of all, it was delayed. And then they called and said, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we need maintenance to check the door closure. Oh. We'd already closed the door. But they needed to reopen it and have the maintenance check it. And so I'm like, if I get sucked out of this thing. But my friend, he flies for, not UPS, but one of those carriers. He flies a gigantic plane.
Like FedEx or something?
Yeah. And he said, as long as I kept my seatbelt on, I won't be sucked out. That's what he told me.
Nice. Good to know.
Well, you know, that's one of the first things I thought when I saw this video of this plane going upside down. It's like often what I'll do is we're landing, I'll take my seatbelt off.
Oh, geez.
When once we touch the ground.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Once we touch the ground, I'll start unloosening the seatbelt, getting ready for the exit or whatever. We're still going down the thing, but you never know what's going to happen. And thank goodness, because if you had your seatbelt off with this particular plane, man, you were tossed.
Well, yeah.
Like a salad.
Yeah, it'd be bad.
All right, BJ and Jamie.
Now let's get back to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Here we go! Brought to you by the Wilhite Law Firm Injury Lawyers. Go to WilhiteWins.com.
That's WilhiteWins.com.
On Alice 105.9.
Don't forget, the weekend coming to Mile High. We have tickets to give away at 7:45 this morning. It is nasty out there. The fog, you got a little bit of snow in the area, and very, very cold this morning.
And
so be
really
careful.
Icy, too.
Yeah.
It is very, very icy.
Looks pretty nasty out there, so be careful this morning. Oh, I wanted to do a quick little heads up to the parents out there. They're headed to the theaters.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Well, sure.
Captain America is out.
Yep.
It did $100 million over the weekend, okay? If you are going to the theaters to see Captain America, or maybe you're going to go see Dog Man, you're taking the kids. That's the reason I'm bringing this up. If you're a parent, you're taking your young children to the movie theaters, beware. They're running right now. They're running a Captain America shield scam at the theaters.
What does that mean?
That means they have these stupid shields on sale for $50. Oh, and every kid that comes through the door at the theater wants one.
Yeah. Wait.
Including mine.
Theaters are now selling toys?
It's unbelievable, Jamie.
That's so weird.
They have a kiosk set up beside where the popcorn area is,
oh
the
God.
Concessions. And they're selling these shields. They're selling the mask. They're selling commemorative cups. Everything Captain America.
Well, I mean, I've known that they've done special buckets and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know,
for popcorn.
But full on shield.
$50. And every kid
and you
that
got
comes
one, didn't
in.
You?
No, I did not.
Oh, really?
No, I didn't
what?
Buy one.
You guys
no.
didn't?
Oh. No, no. We were there to
you
see
let
Dog.
Me down, man.
If I had been there to see Captain America, I would have had to purchase one,
yeah.
okay? But being there to see Dog Man, I kind of got off the hook. Like, no, we're not seeing Captain America. You're not getting a shield. We're here for Dog Man.
Right.
So I got to use that as my excuse. But if we'd been there for Captain America, I think I'd been on the hook for it.
You
I
obviously
really
don't love your son.
I saw
get him the shield.
I saw at least 10 kids walk around with these stupid shields, and I knew $50 each.
I totally would have got my kid one.
Yeah. You have to.
You do. Yeah, I mean, you
pressure
just.
Pressure everyone.
Yeah.
It's plastic, and it's only like this big. It's like a foot across.
I know, but you have to pay the $50, then they walk around with it, and then they realize it doesn't do anything, and then it gets left in the back of your car.
You're right. You have to do it, though. If you go see Captain America, I guess you have to do it. Oh, well.
Man, that's a good run. 100 million for the weekend?
100 million. Yep. Yeah.
Is it a series or something? I'm not really that familiar with all the.
I'm not either. I'm not familiar with Captain America, to be honest with you. I mean,
has
I know
his
about
hand
it.
Up.
Captain America is part of the Marvel thing, so all the Avengers stuff, anything with like Black Panther, all that stuff is in
I
the same
so.
Universe,
yeah.
and they kind of like push a little story forward
and
with
they
every
all
movie.
Come out with their own movie and everything.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. But they're all linked.
Isn't that one guy that like was underneath a snowplow? Wasn't he a thing?
Yeah, but he was in the Avengers. Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the Avengers?
Yeah, Captain America is an Avenger.
I have no idea.
There's like 45 to like 60 movies, and they're all like linked into the same world.
Well, thank goodness Frog's not into Captain America.
Yeah.
So I saved $50 on the shield.
Yeah.
Yeah, beware though. When you get to the movie theater, man, they're ready to throw that shield at you for $50.
Great.
It's unbelievable.
It's genius.
It is smart.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I'll tell you something that I think would be big, okay? If they did this, are you familiar with the whole Fort Knox thing?
Fort Knox? I know Fort Knox is.
The gold.
Yeah.
Okay. They're going to do an audit on the gold at Fort Knox.
Okay.
Because it's not been audited since 1974. Nobody's even been in there to
right.
see if it's even there or not. They'd have no idea. They're thinking of doing a live broadcast.
They've done this before. Remember when, what was his name? Geraldo?
No.
He opened a tomb or something and there was nothing in it?
He did Al Capone's
tomb.
There's
nobody in there.
No. Well, if there's no gold in there, that's a big story. This has to be there.
Doesn't Canada send us gold or something?
I have no idea with the gold. But all I'm saying is that it's being, thrown around that they could do a live stream of this. I think that would be huge. People would be watching this left and right. It would be bigger than Geraldo. Remember, Geraldo had like 70 million people watching.
And there was nothing in there.
And absolutely empty.
Yeah. Was it? Who was it?
Well, Al Capone.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
It was the Al Capone vault or something like that he went into. And it was just bare shelves.
I just remember everybody's so excited and there was nothing in there.
Yeah. Whoa. So they're thinking about doing the same thing with Fort Knox.
Apparently it's worth like $425 billion, the reserve.
The reserve.
In Fort Knox.
Supposed to be there, but a lot of people are saying that gold is not there, that it's gone missing.
Huh.
I'd watch.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah.
I think you'd get 100 million viewers on this thing.
Oh, I think you'd get more than that. People would just want to see, like, if it's there or not.
It would be huge.
It would only be, like, a minute that you're watching, but the entire world would tune in.
Well, I feel like you and BJ have plans now.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd watch. You would end up watching. Once the hype started, I'm telling you, once the hype started, you would be there. Everybody would be watching.
Yeah, how would you not want to see gold
Carson
behind the thing?
Carson and I are just staring at each other like,
that's $425 billion. You know, that's a lot of gold.
I would really
watch. You'd watch. Carson would watch. You guys would watch.
Grab your shield. Let's go watch. Let's go watch right now.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid coming up next here on the program. Stand by. Happy Tuesday.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I don't know, Schmidel. The things you give me are just crazy. All right, so they're saying that Meghan Markle, rebranded her American Riviera Orchard. Now, remember, American Riviera Orchard was going to be her lifestyle brand, and she made some jam. And that's pretty much all I know that was on that. Well, now she's repositioned it, her lifestyle brand. It was American Riviera Orchard, which is kind of crazy. And now it's called As Ever.
Whatever that means.
Seriously.
She says As Ever means as it's always been. Or some even say in the same way as always. If you followed along since my days of creating my blog, you'll know this couldn't be truer for me. What? She concluded by calling her new chapter an extension of what has always been. Is she like Kamala? What?
It's exhausting for sure.
It's so exhausting. And she says it's a love language of food, gardening, entertaining, thoughtful living. What is thoughtful living?
I don't know, but she's boring.
She is boring. What is boring. Thoughtful living?
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what thoughtful is. I know thankful living. You know, you're thankful for everything that happens.
Well, she has thoughtful.
But thoughtful,
living.
I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't either. News broke in 2023 that Markle was working on a lifestyle brand, and she soft launched it with that stupid ass jam. And you know what she wrote? As you know, jam is my jam. God love her. Anyway, her new premiere on Netflix launches March 4th. And it's called With Love, Megan.
That's going to be a bomb.
Oh, my God.
Nobody's going to be watching this.
I agree.
It's just, they wasted money on this.
She's trying
to. Wasn't it
really
like $100 million they gave her?
Yeah.
Man.
Unbelievable.
But don't forget, BJ.
Yeah.
Jam is her jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, words to live by right there. Hey, Elon Musk has had his 13th child, allegedly.
Woo!
This whole thing went crazy over the weekend. There's a girl. She's an influencer. Her name is Ashley St. Clair, and she's really, really mad at Elon because she said that they started having an affair, not an affair, but a relationship. He's 53, she's 26, and she said that all of a sudden she got knocked up. She had his child 5 months ago, and he isn't acknowledging her. He told her to keep it private. He told her to keep it secret. He also told her to leave his name off of the birth certificate. So she has done all that, but now she said he's ghosted her and won't even acknowledge the 13th child. People are saying that she had her eye on him since 2020, when in 2020 she wrote that she wanted to marry him. So she's been out looking for him for a while. But then I guess he slid into her DMs, and then he flew her out to San Francisco, and then she got knocked up.
Man, he's like Nick Cannon.
Yeah, he is.
He's all about having kids.
But I wonder why he's not acknowledging this one. And I wonder why he told her to keep it secret and not to put his name on the birth certificate.
I don't know.
That whole thing is really weird. It's very weird. And he's not being very nice to her either. Bastard. You have a kid, Elon. Step up. A little twerp. But he's not even saying anything about it. In fact, all he said was somebody posted a whole thing like, it looks like this girl's been trying to get with you, Elon, since 2020. And then she wrote and said, Elon, why are you ignoring me? I've done everything that you've told me to do, blah, blah, blah. And then he just wrote, wow. That's all he wrote, just wow.
Well, you know, he has been busy lately.
He has
all
been,
those audits he's doing.
That is
so
true.
Maybe that's taking up all of his time.
Well, yeah, when you are trying to figure out why there are 1,039 220-year-olds in the United States of America, I don't know if you guys saw this, but they're uncovering the Social Security, and it's kind of crazy because they're making payments. They're making 1,000 payments to people that are 220 years old.
I saw it too. I saw this number when it came to the Social Security, that they're writing checks, 365 million checks every month.
Wow.
Every month. Every month. All right. There's only 330 million people in the U.S. That means everybody in the country would be getting a check.
Well,
and that's not true.
1,300,000 of them are 150 years old.
That's crazy.
Isn't it crazy? Where? Yeah. What in the heck is going on?
So he's busy.
Yeah, he's very busy.
That's it.
I mean, when you see that, you're like, what? What? There's nobody 200 years old. Where are these checks going? That's crazy. This is sad. Teddy Mellencamp, I know you don't probably know her because I watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and she was on it. But anyway, Teddy Mellencamp, who's John Mellencamp's daughter.
Hey, hey.
Oh.
Hey, hang on a second.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's my buddy Scam. Scam Likely.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll call you back, Scam.
I thought he was my boyfriend. Anyway, it's very sad. Teddy Mellencamp, she had, they found, she was getting mass headaches, like these crazy headaches. And so she went to the doctor and they found a bunch of tumors on her brain.
Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that full story was. I see it all the time in the news.
Yeah, so that's really sad.
Wow.
And her sister.
Is she going to make it?
I don't know. I don't
know. Is it touch and go right now with her?
Well, they took him out. She had surgery, and I mean, she made it out of surgery, so I don't know what happens now. I don't know.
Now, this is probably a stupid question. She is kin to John Mellencamp?
It's his daughter.
His daughter.
Yeah.
Okay, I knew it was a stupid question.
No. Well,
that's why I prefaced that with that.
Well, I'd already said it.
Oh, I didn't hear that. My phone was ringing. I was on with Scam
Likely,
yeah, remember?
That's yeah, that's
so
right.
I was busy. Yeah, sorry, I'm like Elon. I'm busy over here.
Super busy with your 13th child.
I don't have time to check in with my kids.
This is terrifying, you guys. This is super duper duper scary. I was, my great nephew, so it's my sister's grandkid, he is 3 years old, and I am so proud of his parents, which would be my nephew. They have kept him away from any kind of tablet.
Wow.
And he's three, and she said it's so hard because he sees everybody at restaurants with tablets, but they won't let, this kid is a genius too, but they won't let him have a tablet at all. There's no tablet time. And now I'm seeing, I mean, I told him, I go, I'm really proud of you guys because I know how easy it could be just to hand it
over.
Seriously. Yeah. Because they fly all the time, and so just to give them a tablet and like, go to it, little kid. But a therapist who treats phone addicts says that withdrawal symptoms of taking away, you know, a tablet or whatever, or your phone, or is equal to being on heroin. Is that crazy? It says those who try to quit their phone, their tablet, or whatever can suffer withdrawal symptoms, which are as serious as those experienced by drug users trying... What's twying? I've been around a three-year-old too long. Twying to quit heroin. Trying to quit heroin. And that they actually shake, sweat, and get insomnia.
No kidding.
Oh, my
Dang.
God. That's awful.
I know a girl who goes on, like, straight, like, she relapses like it's an actual drug. She'll go on these, she'll just stop looking at any social media, period. No Facebook, no Instagram, no TikTok. She'll do it for about 7 to 10 days, and then she goes full-blown relapse and can't stop looking at it, and she goes right back up to 6 hours of screen time every day.
Really?
Six hours?
Who does this?
Just this girl that I know.
Man. Just some girl.
Yeah. Not Sally. It's someone that I used to know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, somebody said we're spreading fake news about Social Security.
We are.
Okay.
Not according to what I'm reading.
I'm
pretty legit to me.
I'm pretty sure this isn't like a political thing.
No,
I'm pretty sure it actually happened.
I think there's money being wasted.
I'm not a party of any kind, but let me ask the Democrat. Hey, Democrat, do you think that there is some Social Security...
I don't know enough about it to have an opinion.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I have to read a little bit more.
Oh.
What have you read so far?
I mean, to me, it just looks like Elon Musk is trying to cut a bunch of stuff so he can have the government buy his Teslas, but that's just what I'm seeing.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we cover both sides here. So there you go. Now that you the text, you're going to be happy now.
Yeah, there you go.
You heard the story right there from Spadil.
I did see a Cybertruck because there's a huge winter storm. In fact, Illinois, everybody's getting hit with this huge winter storm. I saw, and I feel so bad for you guys that bought Tesla trucks. It could not get through the snow at all.
Oh.
And a little Honda went just driving right by it, and the Tesla's truck is just spinning and spinning and spinning, and the little Honda is just like, and just drives right by it.
And I've become not a fan of the Tesla truck, Cybertruck. I don't like the way it looks anymore. It's kind of grown on me to look ugly. In the beginning, it looked kind of like, whoa, what is that? But now it kind of looks ugly. And for those of you that drive one, I feel like you really want to be noticed.
Oh, without a doubt.
You know?
I also feel like those that are driving one, because I almost put my name on the list, I feel like you have some regrets.
Yes.
But you're not allowed to say it.
You gotta play it off.
In fact, I feel like you have so many regrets over that truck that I even feel sorry for. When I see one, I go, oh, man, I feel sorry for that person because he spent so much money on that ugly-ass truck.
Yeah, over $100,000 and it won't even go in the snow.
No. Oh, poor person.
Oh, my God. Sorry. My sister was talking about how this guy at the bank that she works at, he just got a new Tesla, and she's like, will you explain something to me? And I'm like, what? She goes, why do Tesla people think they're all that?
It's a thing. It really is a thing.
She goes, he will not stop talking about that Tesla. We're all like, oh my God. If he talks about Kyle, if he talks about that Tesla one more time, we're going to hit him. But it is. It's like when people started getting Apple. You know, you guys,
superior.
You all Apple people were all better than me and my Droid. And now you Tesla people think you're better than everybody. It's like a thing. It's like a cult.
Yeah, but you joined. You're now an Apple person.
I am an Apple person.
You've got the iPhone.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be a Tesla person. I mean, they're cool.
Me either.
I like that they fart. I think that's awesome. Yeah.
I swear, every time I ride in one, though, I'm really disappointed with them. They feel cheap.
So bare.
Yeah.
They just feel cheap to me.
I know what you're saying.
It feels like you're riding in a souped-up golf cart. You know, it does.
Well, they go really fast,
and you've got
though.
One iPad that controls everything.
Everything.
It just, I don't know, feels cheap.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. On the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. Podcast will be up there later on today. You know, we were talking about Wasted Money a few minutes ago.
Yep.
And the whole Social Security news that's out there and whatever. Who knows what's true? It doesn't really matter. But I did see this a few minutes ago. There are pictures floating around this morning of children and adults in Mongolia and Estonia that are wearing Chiefs three-peat championship merchandise from the NFL.
Oh, because they had it all printed and then they just send it to charities? Is that what happened?
Yeah, they're ready to go.
Can you imagine how much merchandise that was printed up with the three-peat on it for the Kansas City Chiefs, who, by the way, got waxed by the Philadelphia Eagles? But it had to be millions and millions of dollars.
For sure, right? There's a place in El Paso. We went to nobody should go to El Paso, but I had to get my passport, and that was the only place that had an availability. So we went to El Paso, and they have blocks and blocks of stores like that that just have, like, the Chiefs things or, like, misprints of golf tournament names. There was, like, just like cases of hats from some tournament that they misspelled the word tournament. You can just buy cases of it.
The Masters is the mustards.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Right. Here's what I'd do. I'd get me a Kansas City Chiefs three-peat championship t-shirt and hat and wear it if I ever fly through Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. Just really give it
just
to them.
Just really rub it in, right? Because you got to figure for a Kansas City fan to see something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's bad memories. Bad memories.
That does
right?
hurt. It is going to hurt them a lot.
I don't know if I'd wear the merchandise that would, you know, that if you took a team that lost in a Super Bowl like that, I think that would be, like, so insulting.
Well, yeah. Of course it would be, especially if you know, wore it over to Patrick's house.
I wonder if the people of Mongolia, those who won the game.
Yeah, they probably don't. It's just a shirt. They're just happy to have it.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Again, the King Super Strike is over. It's done. Here's the deal. They're going to take a pause. They're going to try to work things out, go back to the bargaining table, see if they can work it out. And if they can't work it out in 100 days, then they're going to go back to striking. I think they just want to clear the weather so that they can not freeze their butts off out there picketing. So you can go back to King Soopers. I went to King Soopers over the weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the deli department, all the meat department, all the crap was shut down during the strike.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, I thought it was still up and running, at least with scabs running it. I didn't.
Yeah, but they don't know how to use the meat cutter.
I guess
the
not.
Slicer, yeah.
I guess
yeah,
the
not.
Slicer. It's an OSHA violation. They were not trained in it.
I was kind of caught off guard with that. Speaking of the NFL a few minutes ago with those that merchandise that's all over the country with the three-peat
yep.
in the Kansas City Chiefs, did you see where a whistleblower from the NFL came forward and said they regret having Kendrick Lamar at the Super Bowl? They should have invited Lil Wayne instead.
What? No, I didn't see any of this.
They regret. The NFL says, an insider says the NFL regrets.
It's the biggest viewing they've ever had. How could they regret it? It's the biggest super halftime show they've ever had.
I don't know, but they're saying that they regret having Kendrick Lamar, that they dissed Lil Wayne because he's from New Orleans.
Yeah, I knew that part.
And they should have gone with Lil Wayne, and they apologized. They even wrote a letter to him.
Well, yeah, he was really upset about that whole thing.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I'm Wayne, I'm from New Orleans.
Well, why would you come out and even say that or write a letter? You make Kendrick Lamar feel like crap, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you say I regret having him there.
They actually said the word regret?
According to the inside source, really?
Yeah, that's a little strong.
That's what
a little
was printed.
Shocking because, I mean, like I said, it's the biggest Super Bowl they've ever had.
And yeah. A lot of people were talking about it afterwards. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, wow. I guess so. I mean, it wasn't a great halftime. It was okay, but it wasn't horrible. It was fine for me, I thought.
Well, just poor another halftime. Why didn't they have him up there with them?
I don't get it.
You know?
I don't get it.
I mean, they did that with J-Lo and what's her name?
Yeah.
Her hips don't
Shakira.
Lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shakira.
And they did everything New Orleans except for Kendrick Lamar. You know, everything they did from Harry Connick Jr. to, you know, just all the themes and everything was New Orleans. Why wouldn't you bring in Lil Wayne? Why diss Lil Wayne?
What does it say, Schmidel? Read us the headline.
It says, insiders have said that league officials feel they made a mistake after early issuing an apology to Lil Wayne for snubbing him for the monumental performance in his hometown of New
headline?
Orleans.
That's a whole headline? Yeah. That's a very long headline.
Yeah.
That's a headline, isn't it? That's
yeah.
You don't even have to read the story. Thank you.
Yeah. Good job there, Spadil.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, way to find
it. BJ and Jamie.
Valentine's Day blows. Oh, are the mics on? Oh, hello. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh,
wow.
I got nothing.
I asked BJ what Lisa got him for Valentine's Day.
Nothing. Nothing. Not even a happy Valentine's Day.
Not even a card?
No, nothing.
Not even a happy Valentine's Day?
Nothing. Nothing.
Wow.
I got up on Valentine's morning, and I told you, Jamie.
Yeah.
And I think I said this on the air. I left cards for Frog and
sweet.
For her. I also left her a card from Frog. I put $25 for Starbucks from Frog to her. I put $50 Starbucks from me to her. She loves Starbucks, by the way. and then I gave Frog a card from me, and he got a Lego of a Ferrari and blah, blah, blah. And then they all got chocolate, big old hearts that were Reese's. And BJ got nothing.
You got nothing.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Swat.
Wow. I like that.
What do you mean you like
it? Yeah, I'm kind
of. I think that's pretty common, though.
Yep, I think it is.
I think a lot of
I don't know. My sister got her boyfriend a bunch of crap.
Well, it's a boyfriend, though. I'm talking about married couples. You plateau at some point.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I mean? Or at least her giving back to me is the plateau. I didn't plateau.
Yeah.
But I think wives plateau a little bit. Carson, did you get anything?
Yeah, I got a jersey.
Oh.
Yeah, it's jersey.
What kind of jersey?
Avalanche.
Yeah.
What do you think? That's all I asked.
Yeah.
It's not Rockies.
Yeah.
You haven't been married long enough.
Is that what it is?
Schmidel, you've got a girlfriend now. What'd you get?
I got a bunch of Lululemon clothes.
Woo!
Yeah. Really? She got me some new sweatpants and some pullovers.
Why aren't you wearing it this morning?
I left them at her house. Yeah.
You left the Lulus at her house?
Uh-huh.
Don't look at me.
I don't even. Never mind.
He's got a door there.
All right. Well, you got something. All right. Good for you. Good for you. So am I the only one? I'm the only one. Got nothing. Nothing. Squat.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I didn't either.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
Did your son send you something from college?
Nothing.
Oh,
but guess what? Oh my gosh. And I just got it. He goes, hey mom, I just wanted to, because I bought, there's this candle that I always burn. There's, it's the same candle, but I burn it in the entry and then I burn it in the kitchen, the two of them, but it's the same scent. And I sent him that one so it smelled like our house.
Aww.
And he wrote me last night. And he goes, mom, our dorm smells so good and it reminds me of home.
Aww. Oh, so it worked.
It did work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good move on your part.
That is a good gift.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I thought he'd hate it.
I know, that's what you said.
I said, wait a minute. He's a kid in college. Yeah. You're sending him candles?
But this candle is different. These candles are amazing. What's the name of them? Milk. Butter.
Milk
jugs. Milk. They're milk jugs. I don't know what they're called.
Milk house candles.
Milk house candles.
Yeah.
Milk house candles.
And I got him the one that's like rake something and leap. I don't know. That's the name of it. It's
and
it's,
he loved it.
It was like rake pile leap or something like that. Yeah.
Smell like fall.
Reminds me of home.
Yeah. So so you and I both didn't get anything.
Nothing for Valentine's Day. No. I don't really. Well, it bothers me now knowing that, Carson got something and Spadell got Lulu. I don't want Lululemon, but I'm just saying it kind of bothers me now that I find out that you schmucks got something.
Well, because their significant other bothered yours. Yours didn't.
I know. It makes me feel bad. You don't have to explain it to me. I fully get it, Jamie. I got it on Valentine's Day.
Let's do this same thing. We'll talk about this same thing tomorrow when she's driving to work.
Worry about that. Here's the deal.
It's perfect because then she'll know, like, everybody else is bothered, but she didn't bother.
Step
we'll
up the game.
We'll guilt her.
So Valentine's Day, all right? So I left what I left. I explained that.
Right.
Then we came in and did a show Friday. Then I went back home, and I thought, well, when she gets home, I wonder what she got me. You know, all afternoon, that's all was on my mind. It's like, okay. You know, even a box of chocolates.
That's
good enough for me. You know, that's good enough for me because at least it's, well, the day went on. She pulls it to the driveway, gets out of the car. Mm-hmm. I didn't notice anything. I thought, man, she hit it well.
Right.
She hid whatever she bought for me. She really hit it well. She goes into the house, puts all of her stuff down and Still nothing.
Did she get her dad something?
Maybe it's still in the car, huh?
Did she get her dad something?
No. Didn't bother. Grandpa Gus got nothing.
Wow.
Got nothing either. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
At least I baked some cookies that night and took them down to him. I'm the only one who gave him anything, and BJ got nothing.
Did you send her flowers to work?
No.
Well, that's why.
No.
Yeah.
You should have
Wouldn't she have bought something beforehand, though?
But
so
no,
she would have a gift
him.
And then be mad at him for not having
no,
the flowers.
No, she's mad at him. Trust me, because we told you to do that. And you usually do.
Yeah, I usually do.
But this time, you didn't even bother.
I didn't bother. No. But I did leave the gifts in the morning.
Yeah, but that's a piece of chocolate and a card.
Well,
it's all about
in the Starbucks.
Okay.
I figure the Starbucks goes further than flowers do.
It's all about everybody seeing the flowers.
$100.
It's all about seeing the flowers at work. You know that. We've gone over it year after year.
She wants to brag and she wants to see other people.
Look what you sent me. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yep, you didn't even do it.
That's why I didn't get anything?
Exactly.
Oh, man, I got to step it up.
We told you.
Now, what if I do it now?
Well, no, it's too late.
No.
It's too late.
Too late, yeah.
It's too late. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is cold. 7 degrees right now.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. If you have Gmail, there's a big scam going on out there. I guess they're warning all 1.8 billion people use Gmail. Holy cow.
So what's going on?
They're saying if you get a phone call or a text from Gmail that it's a scam. It's people trying to grab your information, your bank information, and they will get it once they get into your account. So don't reply to it, whatever you do. You're either going to get a phone call or a text.
And what does it say?
It tells you that your account has been compromised and you need to go to this particular link and to reinstate your account. And if you go there, then your stuff that is compromised.
I keep getting one for like the toll roads and that it's a weird address.
You know, I got one the other day too.
It's fake.
That's fake?
Yeah.
Well, here's what it said. Did yours say that if you don't pay this fine, pay it now to to avoid it going up in rates.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I just deleted, like, I deleted it, blocked it.
So it's not real?
No.
I thought it was real.
No.
I even went to my wife and said, hey, you need to pay this toll, because I don't use the toll.
Yeah.
But she uses toll road. She'll use that express lane, you know? So I figured that's what it was.
They just usually just send you a something in the mail.
Yeah. You wouldn't get a text then.
No, I've never gotten a text.
Son of a gun.
The other thing,
I fell for it.
The other thing, I have to warn everybody, because except for men, they don't get it. But there's this cosmetic company, and it's called El Maquillage or something like that. Maquillage, something like ILMAK, whatever. Anyway, and they just like, they're all over Facebook and all over the internet, and they like act like it's the best product on the planet. So you kind of get sucked in, like, oh my God, I got to have that makeup. It's amazing. The El Maquillage or whatever it is. And so, in fact, JFK Jr.'s wife endorses it too. And so, two people have been ripped off by that company. One was my sister. She had to cancel her credit card because they kept doing this auto pay and she never even signed up for auto, whatever it was.
Right.
And they started sending her all this product. And then the girl that does my hair, same thing happened to her.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So do they get the product when they buy the product or?
Yeah, they get the product, but then they sign you up for like 8 other different cosmetics you never signed up for. And they keep auto.
So it's reoccurring.
Yeah.
Yeah, every single month they sign you up, and once they get you there, they hook you into it.
Yeah, so just be careful of that El Maquillage.
And then a lot of these companies, they make it very, very difficult to cancel.
Exactly.
Once you get caught.
The other thing that I, what does it say? Auto remind, yeah. The other thing I bought you guys, and I'm excited about it, and I don't know why, I guess that means I'm old. I got crazy clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy clean?
I bought some crazy clean.
What is crazy clean?
Well, it's this thing you put in the back of your toilet for 10 years.
Huh?
It lasts for 10 years.
What are you talking about?
It's, that blue stuff that
you use. So it cleans every time it flushes?
Yeah, it sure does. Yep.
Mm-hmm. For 10 years?
Yep. Crazy clean. I can't wait to get it. I get it on the 18th.
Where the hell did you find that?
Well,
10 years?
Wait, is today the 18th?
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming today.
You're crazy, Clay. Coming today.
I thought that guy is really dumb for telling it lasts for 10 years. He's only going to get so many buys. Because I'm not going to buy another one for 10 years. Isn't that crazy?
It'd be hard to believe that it would last 10 years.
10 so years. Yep, crazy. Clean.
No wonder it's crazy clean. Because that's crazy. I will tell you this.
I'm not buying any more, though.
I want to give an endorsement on something that you bought me for Christmas,
okay,
Jamie.
All right.
And I'm going to tell everybody out there. After all, we are in winter. It's snowing right now. You bought me that snow shovel, the electric shovel.
Yeah.
Okay? Battery operated. I think it's by Ego. Is that what it's called? EGO?
Yeah.
EGO, right? All right. You bought that for Christmas. I'd left it in the garage, had not used it yet. Because my father-in-law, Grandpa Gus, he has an electric snowblower.
And he lives with them.
And it's a piece of crap. I'll be honest with you. The batteries don't last. So this past weekend, I went ahead and got out the electric snow shovel.
Nice.
Not expecting much from it, I'll be honest with you. Because for me, electric and shovel just don't go together. It just doesn't sound right
to me. You're the guy that has an electric chainsaw.
Yes.
I know. I'm just saying shovel doesn't. I mean, you don't get gasoline-powered shovels. A shovel's a shovel.
Gotcha.
But I didn't think about it. Think about it that much. But I did get it out this past, and I got to tell you, that's one of the greatest inventions I ever made.
Boom.
That electric shovel that you bought me, Jamie, is the crap. It is great.
Well, and as Carson was saying, too, it's not as encumbersome, if you will, as the snowblower.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
just hanging on the wall.
So easy to use.
I was completely satisfied with it. It was unbelievable. I cleared out snow this weekend. And after I even got to the point where once I got mine cleaned, I wanted to do the neighbors. But I didn't.
But you didn't. No.
It's actually really fun.
But I wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to, but I didn't. Because once you do it, they always expect you to
do it. No, they don't. That's not true. Sometimes my neighbors do, and sometimes they don't. I never expect them.
Well, that was my thinking.
I'm just grateful when they do it, right. But I don't expect it ever.
But what I'm saying is, I didn't want to set expectations for the rest of the neighborhood. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I just didn't want,
Yeah, okay, we'll go. that.
Oh, don't worry about it. Beej will get it. No. Let's not go there.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's free. Free. You'll get the podcast there later today. More and more information and video continues to come out over this jet that flipped over in Toronto. It left Minneapolis going to Toronto, Canada. When it landed, it flipped upside down. No one killed. That's amazing.
That's
to begin
crazy,
with.
Crazy, isn't just, it? And just that amazing. It didn't explode from the jet fuel.
All right, here's a guy describing it, then we'll give you the latest on this thing.
And when we hit, it was just a super hard, like I hit the ground, and the plane went sideways, and I believe we skidded like on our side and then flipped over on our back. Where we ended up, there was like a big fireball out this left side of the plane. And when we got finished, it was I was upside down. Everybody else was there as well. We were being tossed around. I was just trying to hold on to everything at that point. It was mass chaos. I was upside down. The lady next to me was upside down. We kind of let ourselves go and fell to hit the ceiling, which is a surreal feeling. And then everybody was just like, get out. We could smell like jet fuel. Even now, I smell like jet fuel. Wow. And then we just crawled out the back of the airplane. The firefighters, the EMTs were there right away.
80 people on board. Nobody died.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, that flight attendant, man, I'd be so far out of there, but she stayed.
Yeah, I would tell you, I'd be a chicken. I'd be out of there.
I know, and she helped everybody, you know, get off the plane.
Women and children first? No, BJ first.
Yeah. Have you seen Titanic? That's BJ.
Yeah, I'm that dude that gets in a lifeboat, man.
So here's what they're saying now about the plane crash. There were all kinds of speculations, but now that they're looking at it again, they're saying that the pilot didn't flare the airplane. I don't know what that means, a flare. It sounds like he didn't do something to slow it up. And so it just basically, and like probably pull up a little bit.
Yeah.
He just slammed right down and it broke off all the gear, the landing gear. And that's what happened.
And you know, when you watch the video, I even said to Spadil earlier this morning, I said, here's what I don't understand. They're blaming it on the wind. And they're saying that this wing clipped over here, blah, 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 whatever. But when you watch the video, the first thing I notice is as soon as this thing touches the ground, it hits so hard that this thing literally goes into flames.
It said it broke off all the gear. And if you heard that guy, the guy said when we landed, it was so hard.
Unbelievable. Yeah, and you can see that when you watch the video.
So that's what happened.
Now, maybe the wind had something to do with it. Eventually, who knows? They'll find out down the road. But fortunately, nobody killed in this thing. This thing was just unbelievable.
You know what I don't get is that Southwest Airlines, I guess today or yesterday or something, I don't know when, they're laying off 1,400 people.
Really?
For what reason, do they say?
No.
Do they say why, though?
I didn't read it. You know, it's me. I read the headline. Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, I guess they've got a reason.
Guess they just didn't need them anymore.
Yeah, maybe they're getting
it says
rid
that
of...
they're cutting 15% of their corporate office.
Oh, it's corporate people?
Oh, yeah. So it's corporate.
Yeah, corporate workforce.
Corporate people.
Corporate's always heavy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Cut all of corporate.
Yes, I agree.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm telling you what. Okay, so I've been doing dry February, not the alcohol kind, but the non-buying kind. And so my last purchase was Crazy Clean.
Okay.
And so I'm not going to buy anything else for February.
It's only 10 days.
Yeah.
It's not like you've been participating from the very beginning of February.
No,
you've been buying stuff.
I know. I just started.
You just started, and there's 10 days left in the month. Jamie,
there's
that's
no
not
way.
That's not participating.
What?
That's not participating when you choose. That's like doing dry January, and you start on January 29th.
Well, I'm doing no buy Feb.
On really?
February 18th.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess it will count.
But I do have a question.
All right.
Have you guys ever, and Ash Spadil too, have you ever bought one of those vibration plates?
No.
There are these vibration plates that are supposed to... Here, I'll tell you
I've never even seen one. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You put your feet on them, and they vibrate, and what they do is they make the energy surge and revitalize your body, awakening dormant muscles and invigorating my senses or your senses. And it also is proven detox, and it's backed by science, and it also... boost your metabolism.
That's a scam.
Right, yeah, it sounds like a scam.
No, it does not.
Yes,
it looks like a scam, too.
It's backed by science.
Look, I've got a couple of questions for you. Now, can you choose which muscles you want awakened?
Oh,
because,
I don't
yeah,
know.
I'd Let's like to awaken about three or four. But the others, I'd like for, you know, them to stay asleep, if you don't mind. Okay?
Yeah.
So if we could choose a muscle here, muscle there, then I'm all in with this scientific plate.
It says it awakens all your dormant muscles.
Well, I don't want it then. That's a little too much. That's like shock to my body.
I don't know. I'm thinking about getting it.
That I'm looking at says it has a running, a walking, and a jogging mode. So it's supposed to simulate that for your muscles while you're standing on it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You just called it a scam.
I think it is a scam.
Now I feel like you're about to order.
No, I'm just telling you what they say they have. I would not buy this product.
Well, it's backed by science.
What science?
Exactly.
Science stuff.
You know, just because you two have a gym membership, you think you're so elite. You've got squat day. You've got chest
leg
day.
Leg day.
Today's back day.
You got all these days.
Don't have squat
you
day.
Know
it's
what?
A leg day.
If Jamie wants to wake up a couple of muscles, let her.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have some dormant muscles.
Yeah. You leave her dormant alone.
All of a sudden, if I just shake,
I'm all
wake
for
up.
You. I'm all for you, Jamie.
I'd like to apologize to everybody for Carson being a dumbass.
What? Oh, boy.
I said to you, okay, there's a Carnival Cruise Line commercial, and as this this older woman on it, she's attractive, and I go, hey, and she sings the Love Boat song, right? I said to Carson, hey, I wonder if that's the original Julie from Love Boat. Carson goes on Google, bop, 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 and he goes, yeah, it is the original Julie from Love Boat singing the Love Boat theme on the Carnival Cruise Line commercial. So I tell my sister, I tell everybody that that's the original Julie. My sister just texted me and she goes, hey, that's not the original Julie. I go, what? She's like, yeah, I told somebody and they're like, no, it's not. And I looked it up and she said, it's not the original Julie.
So, all right.
Dumbass.
In my defense, hold on. Julie, the original girl that played Julie, Lauren T. whatever.
It's not, listen.
She's like the director of Princess Cruises, so I automatically thought that was Princess Cruises.
You knew exactly who I was talking about, and you knew it was the Carnival Cruise Line, and you knew she was singing Love, Exciting, and New.
Yeah, just say I blew it.
Yeah.
I saw a headline, and I was like, yeah, that's it.
What? No, it's the wrong person, and
but
you know
it was the wrong headline. Yes, I agree. I messed up.
Thank you. Dumbass. I told everybody. Anyway, so that lady on the Carnival Cruise Line, that's not the original Julie. I don't even know who the hell she is, but she was from, oh my God, Lasso. She's on that show.
Ted Lasso?
Yeah, she was on that one. All right, anyway, my gosh. There's just a lot of stuff going on. Hey, Kanye West says he will not apologize for his shirt that has the Nazi symbol on it. He says apparently that... It means other things than what we think it does, and so he's not going to apologize about that.
He's a nut job.
He is a nut job.
Bottom line.
He needs to be medicated, right? He really does.
Well, he's gotten so weird, so just nasty.
He has.
Everything he puts out there is just nasty. It's hateful. It's insulting. It's not even worth talking about.
He agree.
Really isn't.
Like
and that's why I just stay quiet with this guy, because he's just not even worth my time anymore.
What did we think about the Saturday Night Live special? What did everybody think?
You know,
it's getting mixed reviews.
That musical beforehand wasn't bad. I gotta be honest. I saw part of that too. The concerts they did prior to the actual 50th reunion, that wasn't too bad. You know, I saw two or three of those acts.
I'm just telling you that, like, it's so weird because people either hated it or loved it.
I didn't care for it.
And it's really weird.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I hated it. Did we watch the same, like, show?
Yeah.
If you loved it?
I didn't hate it. I expected more. That's what I would guess or say. I expected more. I expected it to be funnier than what it was.
But then again, I only watched it for 20 minutes. It was 3 hours, so maybe it got funnier later.
Well, I will tell you this, though. If you think about it, after watching it, I thought to myself, you know, they're celebrating 50 years. That means a lot of those people coming back are pretty damn old. Pretty damn old.
Yeah, that's true.
And they sure looked it, too. They did.
And they sounded it.
And they sounded it. Well, and it just didn't.
Paul Simon.
It just didn't resonate, in
my
opinion.
Here is one of the performances from Paul Simon. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me.
That's the way you celebrate 50 years, huh?
That's how they started the whole show.
Yeah.
Just put everybody to sleep.
I watched the very end. Paul McCartney did his thing at the very end, and boy, was he depressing. And it was bad.
Really?
I mean, he sounded really bad. Just old. But you got to remember, these guys are 80-something years old.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
Paul McCartney's, what, 80, 81, 82, something like that? It was terrible.
And this is Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
We don't have to guess from live it.
There you go. Anyway, I didn't think it was that funny. There were a couple of skits that were okay, but for the most part, I expected more.
I will tell you this, and that is that, oh my gosh. You guys have got to watch Landman. I am telling you, it is so good. I'm only on episode number four. And I guess there's going to be a season two as well.
It's already been confirmed.
Yeah, it is good. And I don't really, you know, I like more reality television or whatever, but this is good. It really.
Billy Bob Thornton is all time in this.
He is. He's great in it. I mean, all of them are great.
John Hamm.
They're all really good. So if you get a chance, we watched it on Amazon Prime, but I think it's available on Paramount as well.
Yes.
Amazon Prime or Paramount, and it is so good. It's addictive. I mean, like, literally, we were sitting there, and then we realized that it took us 3 hours to watch one episode because it's my sister and I, so we start talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to pay attention. It's one of those shows.
Yeah, you do have to pay attention. It's like, it goes fast. And there's boobs on it, BJ, so you'll like it.
There is?
Yeah, there's boobs.
A lot.
Woo! Yeah, there's a lot of boobs.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's really, 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 really
it's
good.
It's a cold day. Maybe I'll go home and watch Landman. Yeah.
Maybe so.
Yeah. All right.
I'm done.
Up the fireplace.
There you go. Tablet trash.
Man, Lord. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. As I said, a cold day today. Currently, we're
yucky.
At 9 degrees.
I hate it.
High today, going to be around 18, 19, who knows.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, I forgot to mention, when we mentioned King Supers a little bit earlier.
Yep.
Man, if you want a good deal on some Valentine's Day candy. So I went back over there yesterday. And I bought, remember the hearts I told you I bought for Frog and for Lisa?
The Reese's Cup ones?
Yeah, Reese's Cup. Their hearts, they're about the size of both hands, put them together, right? Nice size.
Nice size.
Nice size. I I paid like six.
You just sounded so No, real nice size. Yeah, they were nice.
Oh, y'all, they're not beautiful. Nice
great value.
Yeah.
They really are. They're about two hands.
Two hands.
Nice size. They were like $6 when I bought them the first time around. Dollar.
Wow.
99 cents, man.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I grabbed seven yesterday.
Seven?
I grabbed seven yesterday.
Why?
Stuck them in the refrigerator. Huh? Because you can't get a bargain like that every single day, Jamie. You got to take advantage of stuff like this. Yeah, it's like the day after Thanksgiving, man. Uh-huh. What a day to buy a turkey. I mean, nice size, too.
Nice size turkey. Yeah.
You can get a great turkey for like 19 cents a pound. I throw three turkeys in the freezer.
But the thing is, I thought you were trying to get your kid to eat healthier. And when you throw seven Reese nice size things in the fridge, he's going to see them.
They're not for him. They're for me.
He's going to eat them.
Well, he might get his share. You're right. But how do you pass up on a bargain
that
like that?
That is a bargain, though.
Think about it. Yeah. I mean, these are nice size. They're beautiful. They're Reese's peanut butter cups.
But I told you before, I don't like their consistency. Too much peanut butter.
I can see where you get that for 99 cents, so you can't bait it. No. You really can't. It's a deal.
I will tell you this, though. So my sister's boyfriend, he bought my sister a big heart.
Uh-huh. Candy?
Yeah, big heart candy, right?
Oh. No kidding.
The old-fashioned
like
kind.
Like a really big one.
Yeah. A really, really big one. I put my finger in every single one of them to try to find the caramel one.
the assorted chocolate you mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I get it. The big heart box.
But when I did it from the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh.
I picked up each one. I poked a little bit in the bottom and then put it back so nobody knew.
That's smart.
They had those for $3.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. The Whitmans.
Yeah, I don't get what that pink crack.
Stovers, Russell Stovers.
They put pink inside of a chocolate. Like, what is that?
Yeah, I don't like the assorted stuff.
Yeah, I only like the caramel one.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
It's a guessing game.
So they're going to find little bitty finger holes in each one of them.
Well, there you go, folks. Yep. If you're looking for a deal when it comes to Valentine's Day candy, you got to get to the King Supers today. Or I'm sure that they have the same thing as Safeway, equal opportunity around here.
And Walgreens and all of them.
Yeah, but they've got all that candy. It's on sale right now. You can grab it.
Diabetes.
Yeah. Give you a little heads up there, you know? I mean, you probably do that on your own.
BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie, I was just noticing the forecast here. If we get through the next 3 days, there's light at the end of the tunnel, okay?
This weather makes me grumpy. I'm not going to lie.
Well, at least you got that remote car starter.
No, I don't. That car blew up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not driving it today. Oh, pumpkin, you're in the same boat as me, aren't you?
I am just full of grumpness.
But I know so many people having car problems right now with batteries that are dead.
Oh, my God.
Cars that won't start, the cold weather. It's just nasty.
It is so bad.
It's awful.
I mean, I feel like we should be out of this by now. It feels like it's gone on forever.
High today, 18.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Tonight's low, 2. Ugh. Tomorrow's high, 20.
I need a beach.
Awful.
But why don't we do that awful Cayman Island trip again?
Yeah.
Let's get going.
Yeah, let's go tonight.
Yeah. I think that sounds good.
All right, we got to go. We're done. We're so done. Again, the weekend tickets today at 5. Then again, tomorrow morning at 7:45. We will have your chance to win. If you want to see the weekend in July over at Mile High. All right, have a great day today. Enjoy. We will see you back here tomorrow. Promise. And be safe. Try to stay warm if you can. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.